In this bulletin, additional Defence Force officers sent to New South Wales to provide support to fight the bushfires. Japan executes a Chinese man who murdered a family of four, and Skellywag leading the fleet in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Firefighters in New South Wales are getting some additional support with army officers being deployed. Members of the Australian Defence Force will be used as logistical support and to facilitate the use of army assets, including bulldozers, bulk water carriers and troops. Difficult fire conditions in New South Wales are set to return over the coming days, elevating the fire danger from dry winds and heatwave conditions across southeastern Australia. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says the extra support is a good initiative.
What these officers will do is talk to our local incident controllers, the incident management teams, but importantly the recovery teams that are starting to do the rebuilding area in those locations, with a view to, rather than us asking for what we think we need, these officers will also be able to offer up suggestions and ideas about assistance they might be able to provide that we may not necessarily have given some thought to.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has called for an Australian academic detained in an Iranian jail to be treated fairly and humanely. In a letter released by supporters, Melbourne University lecturer Kylie Gilbert-Moore says she's begun a hunger strike. The letter, dated on Christmas Eve, says she's been refusing food and water. In a statement, Minister Payne says the federal government is working hard to secure the release of Dr. Gilbert-Moore, adding that diplomatic channels provide the best chance for a successful outcome. Typhoon Fanaphone has moved out of the Philippines, killing at least 24 people. The typhoon stranded many people in sea and airports at the peak holiday travel season, set off landslides, engulfed low-lying villages with floods, destroyed houses, downed trees and electrical posts, and knocked out power in entire provinces. And Pope Francis has prayed for the Philippines after the typhoon. The pontiff asked the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Angelus prayer to join him in a prayer for the Philippines.
Mi unisco al dolore.
Dear brothers and sisters, I unite myself to the suffering that has hit the beloved people of the Philippines because of the typhoon. I pray for the numerous victims, the wounded, and for their families.
Amid heightened tensions between North Korea and the United States, Japan's national broadcaster, NHK, has issued and then, minutes later, retracted an alert warning of a North Korean missile. The alert warned that a North Korean missile had fallen 2,000 kilometres east of Hokkaido, a path which would have taken it over Japanese territory, similar to North Korea's greatest provocations in 2017. NHK said the alert was a practice text message which was mistakenly broadcast. Japan's Justice Minister says the decision to conduct the first execution of a foreigner in 10 years was made after careful consideration. A 40-year-old Chinese man was hanged for the high-profile and brutal murder of a family of four. Japan only started to disclose the names of executed inmates in 2007. Minister Mori says the murders were extremely cruel and done for truly selfish reasons.
Taking away the precious lives of four innocent people is an extremely grave crime. I ordered the death penalty to be carried out after giving it very careful consideration in my capacity as Justice Minister.
Japan is one of few developed nations to retain the death penalty, and some 120 prisoners are on death row. Nine-time Lion Honours winner Wild Oats 11 has dropped off the pace in the Sydney to Hobart, with Hong Kong's SHK Skellywag leading the fleet. The five Super Maxis and the rest of the fleet all slowed down throughout the night as they dealt with weakening winds in a crucial transition period. Wild Oats 11, which underwent extensive repairs after suffering damage in early November, dropped as much as 35 miles off the pace. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for today. Perth, cloud clearing and 28 degrees. Adelaide, sunny. A hot day, though, and 39. Melbourne, sunny and 28. Hobart, mostly sunny, 22. Canberra, mostly sunny, 37 degrees. Sunny for Wollongong, 26. Sydney, sunny and 28. Newcastle, becoming windy and sunny, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, showers, a possible late storm and 31 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 36. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.